This is Ozarks at Large. Later this month, on the 22nd, a half dozen area colleges and universities will combine to hold a one-stop event to help people in Northwest Arkansas with some college credit take a step toward finishing a degree. In Northwest Arkansas, about 28% of residents 25 or older have at least a bachelor's degree, a percentage that's below most of the peer regions often compared to Northwest Arkansas.
The area's first Come Back to College Fair will also have scholarship providers and academic advisors at the Jones Center in Spring to encourage people to go back to college to complete the work needed for a bachelor's degree. Schools represented at the fair include the University of Arkansas, John Brown University, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, Northwest Arkansas Community College, the University of Arkansas for Medical Science Northwest Campus, and Northwest Technical Institute.
And several organizations with an interest in the topic will also be represented, from single-parent scholarship fund organizations to the Academic Challenge Lottery Scholarship. The fair is a product of the graduate NWA program that started last year under the direction of the Northwest Arkansas Council. Stacy Sterner is the graduate NWA program manager. Jody Dilday is the executive director of the Single-Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas. Welcome both.
Thank you.
To Ozarks at Large. Well, Stacy, I understand why someone who hasn't completed their college degree, why individually and for their family they'd want to finish it. What's in it for Northwest Arkansas as a whole?
It's very important in Northwest Arkansas that we raise our level of educational attainment. As you said earlier, about 27% of our population has a bachelor's degree or higher. But while Northwest Arkansas has been picking up those degrees in the last couple of years, we're still trailing the nation as a whole and our competitor regions. In order for us to remain attractive for businesses that want to expand or relocate, we have to have a high level of educational attainment.
Those are numbers that businesses or entities, when they're thinking about coming to a region, they look at and they compare?
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the most important factors they look at.
So if Northwest Arkansas has a lower percentage of people with degrees than, say, Huntsville, Alabama, that's
correct.
A mark against?
Yes, that hurts our economic competitive edge.
Now, you guys, the council had the website, I guess, for about a year now. You guys have had it for about a year. So why should you guys have a physical fair? Why have something that people can come to?
The fair offers us some opportunities that the website can't. We can provide face-to-face financial aid counseling. They can have a personal interaction with all of our six partner schools. They can have their transcript evaluated. If they're not quite ready to go back to college, but they're interested, they can talk to some of our adult education providers at NWAC and in Fayetteville, learn about taking the GED, maybe learn about taking a college prep course. They can also register to win one of our 20 $500 college reimbursement tuition scholarships that's being provided by AT&T. They can also get free pizza. It's a family-friendly event. There's no pressure. It's just a relaxed one-stop shop for anyone who's interested in attending college.
Jody, you may be able to speak to this, but do you run into people who know they want to finish that college degree but just feel they can't, that because of time and money it's impossible?
Yes, and also it's just overwhelming where to start. Even as a parent with a child looking at college now, I'm overwhelmed and I work in higher ed all the time. There's so many options in Northwest Arkansas, and that is a blessing, but it is also daunting. And so sometimes you just need your hand held a little bit and say, start here. This is the first stop, then this is the next step, then this would be your third step.
There are probably lots of people out there who fall into this category. They have some credit, they want to go back to school. But I would think, and I don't know if this is true, but I would think maybe one of the group that it'd be trickiest for would be single parents, because you're not the only person you have to think about. You are thinking about your child or children, as the case may be. But then also you have to find time to go and work and take care of your child. Do you find that that's an issue for a lot of the people you deal with?
It's a balance that they have to strike the right balance, depending on if they work full-time, they might have to cut back to part-time hours in order to go to school part-time. You know, if you're a non-traditional student and you're wanting to finish a degree, taking 4 to 6 years to do it part-time, it just seems like that's going to take forever. So a lot of times our single-parent scholarship recipients will want to quit work entirely and go to school and knock it out and get it done to better their family. And so not knowing what their financial resources are available to them is a stumbling block.
There will be academic and financial counselors at this fair, right?
Correct.
Who can answer,
yes,
presumably almost any question.
Hopefully so. We're going to have transcript evaluators that can take a transcript and kind of let you know generally which credits will transfer. If they can't answer your question, I'm sure they'll get back to the student and let them know. We'll also have just independent financial aid counselors there that can tell you how to fill out the FAFSA and other federal, you know, applications for federal financial aid. We'll also have a representative from the Academic Challenge Scholarship, which is more commonly known as the Lottery Scholarship in Arkansas, to answer questions about how to apply for that.
Any idea how many people it will take finishing a degree to move us beyond that 27 or 28%?
Yes. To reach the U.S. average of 28.5%, we would need 2,100 more degree holders in Northwest Arkansas. To reach 30%, which would be more on the competitive level with some of our other competitor regions, we would need 6,600 more degree holders in Northwest Arkansas.
Is there any way to know how many people are out there with half the hours they need or a quarter? I mean, do we know how many people are close? Is there any way to measure that?
That's tough. We know that there's about 20% of our population ages 25 years and older that have some college credit but no degree. But we don't have it boiled down to specifically how many hours they would need.
Right.
When you're meeting some of these people and talking to them and helping them get back into school, what are some of the most common reasons you found for the reason that they didn't finish getting that degree?
We see a lot with single-parent scholarship recipients that they might have started college right out of high school but found that they were lacking the maturity factor that they needed to finish school. Or life just gets in the way. They meet someone, fall in love, start a family, and then divorce happens, and they're, you know, really need to improve their income-earning potential rather than being a two-income household. So life seems to just get in the way.
Any idea, will you be able to track how many people do this because they've been encouraged by graduation NWA?
We're going to try. We've got, because we're offering this the scholarship drawing, we're going to have people fill out a card and ask permission to get back in touch with them. So we're hoping to be able to track these people through our partner schools and see how many actually become re-enrolled and pursue their degree.
Jody, how many single scholarship folks have gone through in the decades that this has been operating?
Well, interestingly enough, I just had our program staff look at how many graduates have we turned out in the last 10 years, and it was 240.
Wow.
So, you know, you think about our scholarship recipients going from living on poverty-level wages, often dependent on HUD housing and daycare vouchers and food stamp assistance and things like that, to earning $36,000, $38,000 a year. The net gain for our community is enormous. We take people who are on the receiving end and add them over on the contributing end. So they're buying homes and you know, have expendable income that they're putting right back into our economy.
And non-traditional students from Northwest Arkansas that are likely to go on to these six institutions and receive their degree are much more likely to stay here, right? I would assume.
We assume that too. We know that our students are looking to stay in the region because their support system is here and they've put down roots here and their children are in school. Interestingly enough, the average age of the child of a single parent scholarship recipient through our organization is six. And I think there's a correlation there. When the child goes to kindergarten, mama can go back to school because you don't have the daycare expenses that go along with all the other cost of living expenses.
Jody Dilday is the executive director of the Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas, which serves clients in Washington, Carroll, and Madison counties. We also heard from Stacy Sterner, the graduate NWA program director. The Come Back to College Fair is scheduled for a week from today, October 22nd, at the Jones Center in Springdale.